In 1971, at the height of the women's movement, Ms. Magazine published its first edition. Initially meant as a one-time insert for the New York Magazine, its 300,000 test copies flew off the shelves. Founded by Gloria Steinem and Dorothy Pittman Hughes, Ms. was a magazine by women, for women. Women's magazines had been a staple of the publishing world since the mid-19th century, but unlike Ms., they were published and in many cases written by men. Instead of a magazine talking at women, Steinem and Pittman Hughes would publish a magazine by women, for women, about issues that mattered to women. The content varied, but always had a woman-centered focus. Articles featured women who had had abortions, interviews with celebrity feminists such as tennis player Billie Jean King, author Alice Walker, and musician Judy Collins, and were written in language free from sexist wording and jargon. The initial issues were also free of advertisements, so no mixed messages or cultivating of the content could take place. At its core, Ms. was an independent, women-operated feminist magazine. In addition to its content, its provocative covers were almost as important. The first 1972 cover featured a larger-than-life Wonder Woman. Under the heading Wonder Woman for President, the character is seen running down the street of an all-American town carrying a small sector of the community in her protective golden lasso. To one side is her hopeful campaign slogan, Peace and Justice 72, juxtaposed with the terrifying killing fields of war, a reminder of the ongoing conflict in Vietnam. She is strong, she is powerful, she is determined. And like the writers, editors, and readers of Ms. Magazine, she represented the heart of American feminist activism. For KMUW, this is Dr. Robin Henry.